the principal feast that is celebrated in this Missal today. And of course, it is a remainder from ancient times. It's the feast of Saints Primus and Felician. Now, none of the hagiographical dictionaries and studies that I looked up had anything to say about them. They just said they were ancient martyrs, and indeed, some say they were martyred towards the end of the 3rd century. But one of the things that this shows is that there are millions of saints in heaven, and we don't know most of them. And so we have these two names. Somehow or other, they came down to us or to them, and they put them in the Missal. Perhaps there was no one else to put on this day at that time. And so they are named Saints Primus and Felician. According to tradition, they were brothers, and they were tortured horribly and were martyrs. And it's interesting that the gospel for the Mass for today should be that of the Sacred Heart. I am meek and humble of heart. And so our Lord, in this month of the Sacred Heart, whom we commemorate and whom we adore and worship, reminds us, even in this Mass, of saints that are basically unknown, except their names and their death, that this is the center of everything that we are and everything that we do. The love of Christ, he who is meek and humble of heart. And no one can know the Son except the Father draw him. And no one can know the Father except the Son show him to us. In addition to this, one that of course is not in the Missal yet because she is not canonized, but she is beatified, is a feast of the very famous and popular Blessed Anna Maria Taigi, the Roman mystic who was a member, a third order Trinitarian, and the same order as Our Lady of Good Remedy represents and sponsors with her prayers. And of course, she is most famous for her prophecies, especially the fact that she prophesied the 3 days of darkness and some of the specifics concerning the 3 days of darkness. Now, other saints have spoken about this, including St. Pius of Pietrelcina, and there are many things that are accruing to this particular revelation, and some even say that it has precedence in the Old Testament of the scriptures of 3 days of darkness, remembering perhaps the plague of darkness during the Exodus. But nevertheless, this particular prophecy regards the fact that the world has lost its soul, has refused to believe in Christ or the Holy Spirit, and therefore it will be rewarded. And the first reading speaks of the revenge of God upon those who are his enemies and the enemies of his saints. And so we call upon the Lord through the saints Primus and Felician and Blessed Anna Maria Taigi to grant us the prophecies that have been predicted, that the world may turn its back on the devil once and for all and will turn towards the most loving, most sacred heart of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.